So our herbarium has several thousand plant specimens collected by Edmund Kirby Smith, who was a Confederate Civil War general. And I only recently learned how we got them and why. If you go to the Capitol in Washington, there's a National Statuary Hall, and each state was allowed to select two people to be depicted by statues for each state. And the two Floridian statues are, one, John Gorey from Apalachicola, who invented refrigeration, and you can see why that's important to the state. And the other is General Kirby Smith. There's also the Alachua County School Administration Building here is named after him. And it turns out he was born in 1824 in St. Augustine, so he is a Floridian, but his parents were from New England, and he was sent to military boarding schools in Virginia and then to West Point and became a military officer. And he served in the Mexican-American War, in the Civil War, and then he served as a botanist on a survey of the U.S.-Mexico border. So he was a full career military man, but he was also an amateur botanist who collected plants wherever he was stationed. So he was an academic and taught mathematics at West Point, and he eventually became president of the University of the South in Suwanee, Tennessee. So he was a real Renaissance man for the 1800s. And he was one of the group of West Point graduates who were not just soldiers, but they were also explorers and naturalists and scientists, you know, kind of at a time when the term scientist really didn't exist. He also had a great beard, somewhere between Charles Darwin and ZZ Top. So our herbarium has about 5,000 of his specimens. There are others at Harvard and at the Smithsonian. Ours were donated by a private collector to the University of Florida College of Pharmacy, and they were eventually transferred to the museum. And the plants are kind of a valuable snapshot of what grew in the areas where he was living and stationed throughout his life. I just found out that Kirby Smith's statue is soon to be removed from the Capitol and replaced by someone else who actually lived in Florida for most of their life and who also was not a Confederate officer. And in reading his biography and about his life, it turns out that his relationship with the Confederacy and slavery was complex. His sister remained loyal to the Union and then married a Confederate, so Thanksgiving dinners were probably awkward for years. Most interesting thing is that he had a slave named Alexander Darnes that he acquired at the age of 15, and Darnes accompanied Smith on all of his travels out west and during the Civil War. And after emancipation, Kirby Smith and his sister saw to it that Darnes was educated at Lincoln University and then went on to medical school at Howard University. And Darnes became the first black physician in Jacksonville and was a pillar of the medical community there during smallpox and yellow fever epidemics. And in 2003, Maria Julia Kirby Smith, who's a great-granddaughter of the general, created a sculpture called Sons of the City that is a life-size bronze sculpture of Kirby Smith and Darnes together, and it's installed in the courtyard of the Kirby Smith House in St. Augustine. And it's the first public statue erected in St. Augustine to honor a black man. The Kirby Smith specimens are not exceedingly interesting, but they are a record of where he was. It's a record of plants and time and space. And it kind of reminds me that for even many of us museum people, that the specimens that we collect and leave in the museum will ultimately be much more important than the publications or the books or research that we do. This is Mark Whitten. I'm a senior biologist in the herbarium at the Florida Museum of Natural History.